This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Penguin Explorers with London Luton Airport.
The world's most famous penguin explorers, the iFlyalots.
Hi, I'm Nuso Flylop. None of the penguins at Penguin School ever want to leave this stupid iceberg. They don't even want to go on holiday. But my family are world famous explorers, so I'm making some travel brochures to try and change their minds.
Lucy iFlyalot, the youngest member of the world's most famous penguin explorer family, the iFlyalots, but has to make brochures until she's old enough to actually explore.
Oi! Brochures are awesome! How else will you know where to visit and what to do?
Sorry, Lucy.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Deep Voice Overman. So, can you guess which country my travel brochure is for today? That's right, France. Although you're just as likely to hear music like this. See, it's hard to sum up a whole country in one song, or even a few pages. I think my brochure should start with some easy facts about the country to give people an idea what it's like. So, what have I found out about France?
Lucy, who are you even talking to?
Lucy iFlyalot's ultimate French fact file.
And where does that voice keep coming from?
If you're making a brochure, you need to make sure there's plenty of useful information. Well, for starters, France is really close to the UK. It's one of our closest neighbours, just an hour or two away on the plane. Did you know France is the biggest country in Western Europe? It stretches from the Atlantic Ocean in the west all the way to the Mediterranean Sea in the southeast. Oh, and don't forget the mountains. You can ski in the Alps to the east and in the Pyrenees down south on the border with Spain. Why don't these silly penguins want to travel here?
Because we're penguins and we want to stay on the iceberg.
France is so big, you'll find that the weather can be very different depending on where you are. In the summer, if you head to the south, the Riviera on the Mediterranean is boiling. But in the north of the country, well, it's a lot like the weather in the UK, a bit rubbish. I think I'll leave that out of my brochure though and concentrate on the sunshine.
Lucy iFlyalot's ultimate French food guide.
Aha! I'm not going to leave food out of my brochure. People will want to know about that. France is famous for its stacks of yummy things to eat, from breadsticks called baguettes to croque monsieur. That's a ham and cheese grilled sandwich to you and me. For those of you with a sweet tooth, it's also worth visiting the patisserie for wonderful cakes like petit fours and pain au chocolat. And if you're feeling brave, the French love l'escargot. Although I'm not that sure about eating snails.
Lucy iFlyalot, the best brochure designer in the world, who is a penguin.
So that's landscape done, and weather, and also food. Right, up next I better add some ideas on where to visit. Where better to start than with the capital city, Paris? So Paris, it's on the bustling River Seine, alongside which you'll see many famous landmarks. Now, you probably have heard of the Eiffel Tower. Paris is also famous for the Louvre Art Museum and the Palace of Marseille. And not forgetting Disneyland Paris. It's a world of laughter. Of course, Paris isn't the only place to visit in France. If you like ancient history, then Nîmes is a brilliant place to visit, especially the Roman Arena. The arena was built over 2,000 years ago by the ancient Romans. It's huge! Over 24,000 spectators would watch the gladiators fight and battle to the death, as well as multi-layered stands for the spectators. Lots was going on underneath the arena, with cool trapdoors and hoistless to winch up both wild animals and fighters. You won't find any real gladiators here anymore, which is probably a good thing, but there's stacks of cool exhibits and plenty more to explore. Now that's a must for my travel brochure. Now, I reckon my travel brochure is shaping up pretty nicely. Why don't you make a travel brochure for your favourite country or city too? Find out more about France and how to create your own travel brochure at funkidslive.com/penguin. See you soon!
Penguin Explorers with London Luton Airport. With more than 100 destinations over 3 continents, where will you go?
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.